Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Coronavirus, what you need to know. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton is joining us live. Dr. Ashton, a week ago, this wasn't even on our radar. And not only have we heard about it this week, but there are some possible cases here in the U.S.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. I mean, you're right. It wasn't on the public's radar, but make no mistake about it. It was on disease detectives' radars in the CDC and the World Health Organization. They follow these emerging viruses all over the world 24/7, and this was no different. Just some context on coronavirus. The first coronavirus has been known since the 1960s. What's new about this one is that it's a new strain that we haven't identified before. We don't know how it behaves. We don't know a lot about it. But for some historical context, SARS and MERS, both of which had a very high fatality rate and spread across the world, were also from the coronavirus family. So this, while it does known to infect humans and cause common cold symptoms and rarely pneumonia or death, because this is new, because we don't know what to expect, people are taking it seriously, and that's appropriate.
You know, maybe this is a bad question, but when you look at coronavirus, which is the thing that's more concerning? Is it the virus itself and how dangerous it can be once contracted, or the, quote-unquote spreadability of it?
Brian, it's a hard question to answer. I think in the United States, you know, we're in the middle of flu season. People should be much more concerned with getting influenza and a serious complication from flu than from this coronavirus. But, you know, the answer to your question is that you never know how one person will respond to a virus that causes upper or lower respiratory infection. We have seen some deaths with this. Right now, the fatality rate doesn't appear to be excessively high. But in medicine and science, when we don't know about something, it makes us uneasy because therefore we don't know the incubation period, the exact route of transmission, how the disease behaves in human beings. And we like to have that information in medicine and science.
How does it spread?
They don't know, Susan. So, I mean, what they do know is that it's demonstrated that it's evolving or mutating, if you will, from infecting animals, then to spread from animals to humans, and now human-to-human transmission. You know, we are going to see more U.S. cases. That's just a reality with so many people coming from China. And we may see human-to-human transmission in the United States. But again, in this country, we have the resources to track and identify patients. We have the technology and the medical care to be able to care for them and isolate them. But we don't know yet whether it's direct contact, surface contact, respiratory droplets, bodily secretions. We don't know any of that right now.
You mentioned how the flu is really what we should be all worried about, that you're much more likely to contract that, to suffer serious health problems from that. But, you know, you look at once you hear a city quarantined, I mean, that raises such, alarms amongst everybody.
Of course it does, but we also have to remember, and I've been in touch with American doctors who led the SARS response and worked very closely with Chinese public health officials, that China is not taking any chances this time. They learned from their mistakes with SARS. They learned how to respond more quickly, more effectively, and they are erring on the side of caution, which, while scary to think about curtailing travel and isolating a city, shows you how seriously the Chinese government is taking this. This is a day-by-day, hour-to-hour situation. And at this point, every conversation that we've had with U.S. public health officials reiterates they think the risk to the U.S. population is low. And I want to remind people, think about the other viruses that affect and kill people here every single day, of which influenza right now is front of mind because of where we are in the season.
Right. It's also Lunar New Year's Eve in Asia, where you know, so many people are on the move. That has to be the worst timing for that.
Oh, I absolutely. And this is where we see an intersection of medical and science stories with cultural, ethnic, religious stories and society. And, you know, that's what makes part of this story so challenging and so impactful and so tricky. But again, you know, the numbers are expected to go up. The deaths, unfortunately, will be expected to go up worldwide. But I encourage people, remember the denominator here. There are billions and billions of people in the world. And right now, we only have identified just over 800 cases. With rapid testing and diagnosis, of course, that number will go up, but still overall small. And people should be reassured by that.
Before we let you go on the regular flu, we've seen a really bad flu season here. Is there any telling as to how long it might last, or when that will start to die off?
There isn't, Brian. Great question. And we'll be getting the CDC weekly update later today. So we'll have the numbers from last week or 2 weeks ago in this country with influenza. You know, generally our flu season goes until about April. We don't know yet whether it's peaked until that's in the rearview mirror. And again, right now we seem to be seeing a second wave of the type A strain kind of starting to go up as the type B strain is starting to decline. So people need to be vigilant. There's a lot of flu here in New York City, a lot of people sick at work. If you are sick and it is possible for you to stay home, and certainly if you have a fever, you are contagious and infectious and you should stay away from other people. You might be saving someone's life as well as your own.
Dr. Jennifer Ashton, thanks so much. Dr. Jennifer Ashton is the chief medical correspondent for ABC.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.